Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
Għalkemm restrizzjonijiet tal-pandemija ġewwa Melbourne ħfief u xi ftit, rapport ġdid juri li l-impatt tal-lockdowns ripetuti jistgħu laħqu punt ta' kriżi għal persuni żgħażagħ li ġejjin minn sfond tal-immigranti jew rifuġjati, speċjalment dawk li waslu fil-pajjiż reċentement. Organizzazzjoni kbira li taħdem maż-żgħażagħ tgħid li l-effetti tal-qagħad u l-istress finanzjarju se jibqgħu jinħassu għal bosta u bosta snin. Nieħdu l-eżempju ta' Yusuf Muhammad li emigra mill-Etjopja meta kellu 10 snin fis-sena 2011 u huwa fost eluf ta' żgħażagħ oħra f'Melbourne li qegħdin ibatu ħafna biex isibu impjieg. L-aħħar figuri juru li l-qagħad bħalissa huwa ta' 10.7% li huwa d-doppju tal-medja nazzjonali tal-qagħad. Jitkellem Yusuf.
I've been looking for work ever since I finished year 12, so start of December, and I found that to be like really hard. One, because of the competition, two, because of COVID, many businesses were shut down.
Yusuf li l-lum għandu 20 sena jgħix ma' tzija u t-tziju tiegħu fis-subborgi tal-Punent f'Melbourne u wkoll intraprendista żgħir. Stabbilixxa negozju online tal-prodotti tal-irġiel u għandu klijenti mill-Awstralja, fl-Istati Uniti u r-Renju Unit. Intant huwa jgħid li n-nuqqas ta' dħul huwa theddida kbira għal dan in-negozju tiegħu ġdid. Jispjega.
My biggest fear is if I don't find work, this business idea won't launch as I'd hope.
Bħal bosta studenti immigranti u rifuġjati li ħarġu mill-iskola, Yusuf applika għal bosta impjiegi kkunsidrati bħala l-ewwel impjiegi matul il-pandemija iżda mingħajr suċċess.
It was quite a struggle, so every day I'd be doing at least 5 minimum job requests. Getting constant rejection, you know, deters your confidence.
L-istorja tiegħu hija waħda familjari ħafna għal ħaddiema li jaħdmu fiċ-ċentru għaż-żgħażagħ multikulturali li huwa organizzazzjoni li ma tagħmilx profit f'Melbourne. Għal dawn l-aħħar 30 sena l-organizzazzjoni għenet bosta immigranti u rifuġjati li waslu fl-Awstralja bit-tranzizzjoni tagħhom f'ħajja ġdida. Il-kap uffiċjali eżekuttiv Carmel Guerra tispjega.
Now aim really is to help young people of refugee and migrant backgrounds build their lives in Australia. We've got over 800 volunteers, we've got 150 staff scattered throughout Victoria. Our staff is very culturally diverse.
Rapport ġdid li se jkun ippubblikat ix-xahar li ġej ħares lejn l-impatt fit-tul tar-restrizzjonijiet tal-pandemija fuq iż-żgħażagħ f'Melbourne, speċjalment dawk li waslu fil-bidu tal-imxija. Ir-rapport juri li kważi nofs dawk li jipparteċipaw fl-istħarriġ isemmu l-impjieg bħala l-priorità tagħhom. Malika Murphy miċ-ċentru għaż-żgħażagħ multikulturali tajt li bosta żgħażagħ għaddejjin minn żmien diffiċli.
Applying for 5 to 10 jobs a day, and it's having a real impact on them because there's no clear explanation as to why they're not able to secure an entry-level job, which means that there's financial insecurity, a lack of financial independence, but it also impacts them in other ways in terms of their mental health.
Għal bosta żgħażagħ l-istress finanzjarju jista' jwassal għal problemi oħra, kif taf tajjeb il-kap uffiċjali eżekuttiv taċ-ċentru Carmel Guerra.
Many of these young people living on a job seeker or youth allowance are really struggling to get food on the table. Finding the money to buy a bus ticket or the tools of the trade they need to work in this current environment is almost impossible, making it very difficult for them to find work. We've also heard stories where many work in unsafe environments and are too scared or frightened to speak up because they know that there are lots of other young people behind them who will take those jobs.
Gwerra tajt li jinsabu koll effetti iktar wiesa minn dawn.
Because young people are social beings. It's the most social time of your life. That social connection with other young people has been the biggest factor that has really affected their mental health, their ability to see their friends, to go out together, to do things that young people do, has had a fundamental effect on their development and I think is going to affect them in the long term. And we're really concerned that this has reached a crisis point for this group in particular.
Tkomplitajt li hemm ukoll tħassib serju li dawn l-impatti se jkompli jinħassu għal bosta u bosta snin.
This pandemic has had an enormous effect on the settlement of refugee migrant young people. The normal pathway they would have into staying at school, gaining skills and finding a pathway to work has been disrupted to a point that we haven't seen before. If we block this out, we are actually undermining a whole process and a whole generation of young people who want to contribute to this society.
Bħal miljuni oħra f'Melbourne, Yusuf jittama li l-lockdowns tal-pandemija jieqfu u jirringrazzja liċ-ċentru tal-assistenza li joffrilu f'dan iż-żmien diffiċli.
At the start of the year, being discouraged of finding a workspace and feeling like an outcast, CMY has really helped me feel like a community, a family. So it's been quite a blessing.
Trid tisma' aktar stejja bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.